Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Easler. Batting sixth. The DH, Tony Armas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Brown. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The DH, Darrell Evans. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Dwight Lowry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Juan Berenguer. And now, play ball. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy takes first base on ball four. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a pop-up towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Remy takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Remy. The throw from Lowry and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-1 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Behringer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Easler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas strikes out. One out. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gettman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon who is chasing the ball. Gettman reaches third base with a triple. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nichols hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a pop-up towards first. Easler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Gibson moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Remy hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bergman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bergman moves to second. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowry hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker strikes out. 2 outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-2 in the game. Easler takes first base on ball 4. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lowry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Easler. The throw from Lowry and he is safe. Easler steals second. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Gedman is walked intentionally. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nichols hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Easler scores. Gedman moves to second. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gibson moves to second. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bergman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gibson scores. Evans moves to second. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Bob Stanley now pitching. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Baer now pitching. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowry strikes out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Stanley, and towards Hoffman, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 3 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Easler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 3 in the game. Armas strikes out. One out. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Gettman strikes out. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gibson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nichols, who is chasing the ball. Gibson reaches third base with a triple. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gibson scores. One out. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bergman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Remy bunts in front of the plate. Lowry fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoffman moves to second. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Barbaro Garby pinch hits for Dwight Lowry. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-4 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nichols. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Garby goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3 Red Sox. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-4 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whitaker moves to third. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Gibson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nichols. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Whitaker scores. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grubb strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.